Like my wife said, we're so honored to be here and see the family. Been a while since I've seen some of it. Well, I see during once at least once a year during camp meeting. And we just thank God for the steadfastness of this ministry. We know you all have been through tremendous tests and trials over the last few years. But thank God you got leadership.
Amen.
That stands tall. When things get tough, the tough get going.
Amen.
And we just thank God for the Word. Because the Word of God works.
Amen.
I say the Word of God works.
Yes.
I'm a prime example today of God's Word working.
Yes.
I'm alive today because of the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm not leaving this planet until God's done with me.
Amen.
Amen. And that's a lot of work yet to do. A lot of work to do.
Amen.
But, you know, Pastor Barbara didn't know what I was going to teach on this morning, but she always teaches my message before I get up here. She has a habit of doing that. But thank God for a good wife.
Amen.
We love your pastor, love this church, love your family. And it always makes me excited when I see a family working together.
Yeah.
And then when you come into the ministry, you become a family.
Amen.
And staying with the leadership.
Yeah.
There may be things sometimes that you don't agree with. You're not here to agree with everything. You hear the agree with the Word.
Yes. Amen.
And so the devil will always try to creep in and bring discouragement to you,
yes.
Try to get you out of the crosswise with the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
But you stand up and say, devil, you're a liar.
Yes.
If God called me here, that's where I'm going to stay.
Amen.
I don't care what other people say.
Yes.
I walk by the Word of God, not by what I see or hear.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. But we just got to stay with the church. Pastor Barbara said, "These days are hard times, but we don't let the dang things of the world affect us. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world.
Amen.
You understand that?
Yes.
I'm not going to let the world get in me.
Yes.
I'm going to let me get into the world.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost inside of me, the Word of God.
Amen.
So, but you got to press forward every day. And I want to share a little bit this morning." On faith at a crossroads. Faith at a crossroads. And it's so important to understand every day you're going to face a crossroads with your faith. You're going to have to make a decision. You're going to find in Deuteronomy chapter 30. We'll go there in a few minutes. You got to understand that we got decisions we got to make every single day. Either you're going to walk by faith or you're going to walk by sight. I make a decision every day I get up to walk by faith and not by sight. Paul says in three different places, Hebrews 11:38 says, walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. Said it was just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17 said, the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4 said, the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
Thank God for the Word. I'm living by faith.
Yes.
What does that mean? What do you mean when you live by faith? You don't go by what the circumstances does. You go by the Word of God.
Amen.
Faith is supernatural.
Amen.
And you got to understand, when you get born again, Romans 12:3 says you have a measure of faith living on the inside of you. And you have the supernatural living already in you, but you have to develop that faith by studying and meditating on the Word of God. And I want to challenge you, as a child of God, build strong on the Word of God, because we're living in times where the world's going to need us.
Amen.
People are going to come running, looking for hope. And the only hope we can give them is Jesus.
Amen.
And that will change their life and put them in the right position.
Amen.
But we got to be consistent in being ready to serve Him. Are you hearing me this morning?
Yes.
Thank God for the Word.
Amen.
I'm trying to adjust myself up here. The light's a little bit different for me, but I'm going to be all right. See, the thing we need to do is just act like the Bible's true.
Yes. That's right.
Just act like the Bible's true, which it is true.
That's right.
Turn with me to 1 Timothy. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
Fight the good fight of faith.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You might be ready to fight every day. If you don't like to fight, you're in the wrong business. As a child of God, we got to fight the fight of faith.
Yes.
But it's not something we do physically. It's what we do with the word.
Amen.
See, we've already run.
Yes.
When the devil comes in like a flood, we don't understand, I've already won this battle.
Amen.
I'm not trying to win this battle. God provided me winner years ago when he came and died on the cross. We celebrated that last week.
Amen.
He came to this earth,
yes.
Gave his life,
yes.
That you and I could be a winner. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. Thank God Jesus is alive and real. Thank God the word works every day. The word works for the believer. I said the word works for the believer. And living by faith is a choice. Make up your mind today. I'm going to live by faith. All hell may come against me. In the midst of that, I'm going to stand up and live by faith. Just trust God.
Amen.
God has already come through for you. He's not going to come through for you. So you don't get in prayer and say, God, come through me. Come through for me on this situation. No, he's already come through.
Amen.
What you need to do when you're in prayer, the greatest prayer you can pray is the word. And get a scripture and thank God that word is working mightily in you.
Amen.
Give him more praise and honor and glory.
Amen.
Are you listening to me this morning?
Amen.
Everybody say, I got to fight.
The
good fight of faith. Notice what I said, a good fight.
Yes.
A good fight means we win.
Amen.
Now, before I got born again, I have been into some fights. I may have won those fights, some of them, but I may not look like it. But I still won. Sometimes when you're going through hell on earth as a child of God, it may not look like you're winning.
Amen.
But you need to shout right in the midst of your chest and trials.
Glory.
And shout, I'm a winner.
Yeah.
I'm more, as my wife said, I'm more than a conqueror.
Yeah.
I'm more than the conqueror.
Yeah.
You got to confess that word out of your mouth.
Yes.
Say the right things out of your mouth.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you lose.
Yes.
You cannot give in with your mouth. Your mouth will either cause you to win or cause you to lose.
Amen.
The greater one lives on the inside of us.
Amen.
Are you hearing me this morning?
Amen.
See, when you get out of faith, listen to me real careful now. You need to write this down. When you get out of faith, it's like a fish taken out of water. It suffocates. You take a fish out of water, it'll die a slow death of suffocation. And if you get out of faith, you'll die a slow death. And you don't want to do that. And Christians today, bless their hearts, are dying a slow death because they're not living by faith. Faith, the just shall live by faith. Paul said the just shall live by faith. I said, Paul said, the just shall what?
Live.
Not practice. Live by faith.
Yes.
Every day, as I said, I get up, I'm living by faith.
Amen.
Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what I have to deal with, finances is not a problem. Sickness is not a problem.
Yes.
Your neighbor is not your problem.
No.
Your family is not your problem.
Right.
It's a faith problem.
It's
a faith problem. Faith worketh by love.
Yes, yes.
That's what Paul says in Galatians. Faith worketh by love.
Yes.
And you got to love everybody.
Yes, you do.
He didn't say you had to like everybody.
Yes.
But you have to love everybody.
Yes.
Walking in love. Because you have the love of God
yes.
living on the inside of you.
Amen.
God's love. You don't love with your love. Because your love will fail you.
That's right.
Your love will fail you. But if you love them with the love of God, it never fails. never fails. God's love never fails. Amen. See, God is a God of integrity. I could trust him. Trust in the Lord all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Lean not to your own mind. Trust God with all your heart. Lean not to your own mind. Fight the good fight of faith. Let me read this out of the Amplified Bible. I'll save some time. Let's go on somewhere. Let's go to James chapter 1. Look at James chapter 1. Let's look at verse 2. It says, my brethren, count it all joy. Any joy for people in the house?
Amen.
Count it all joy when you fall into different kinds of tests and trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience.
Amen.
See, when the devil comes, he don't test you. He tests your faith.
Amen.
Because if he can get you out of faith, he's got you.
Amen.
So don't be saying, walking around saying, well, the devil's been after me. You keep saying that, he'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We walk by faith. Your faith is tested.
Yes.
Be sure your faith is strong.
Yes.
Build your life strong in faith.
Yes.
Paul said, be strong in the Lord, all his might, all his ability. How? Through faith. That's what we have to do. Are you listening to me this morning?
Amen.
The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
We have to rejoice when we don't feel like rejoicing.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, ever try to dance and you feel like dancing? Get in your house and just do a little jig?
Yes.
I mean, everything's falling apart around you.
Come on now.
Amen.
Get in the house and just dance anyway.
That's right.
See, what happens when you begin to obey God's word? Endure his word, you'll keep the devil confused.
Amen.
Because he thinks he's winning.
Amen.
If you don't say something,
That's right. If
you don't say something, you win by default.
Yeah.
You win, you lose by default, excuse me. You lose by default. You win when you miss your trial. So
I'm winning.
You may not feel like you're winning, but don't say you don't feel like you're winning. I'm winning. I feel like about the body, you line it with the word of God. I command this body to line it with the word of God.
Yes.
I'm going to praise God.
Amen.
I'm going to glorify God in the midst of all I'm going through.
Yes.
Yes.
In church, the last 3 years, we've been through this pandemic stuff. And Biden, last week, I think he signed a paper saying it's over. I could have told him that 3 years ago. I could have told him that if he had just asked me 3 years ago, I'd have told him that's over. But we got to keep walk by faith and not by sight. That's what Paul says in Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, walk by faith and not by sight. Are you hearing this morning?
Yes.
Tests and trials will let you know where you're at. You can identify with your position every day what you're dealing with. Are you handling the situation? Are you praising God? We are at a crossroads, church. When we get to that crossroads, a decision has to be made. Either I'm going to live by faith, or I'm going to give in to circumstances. And you've heard people say, I am just so tired of fighting. I just want to give up and quit. That's what happens with church people.
Yes.
They come to church and things have not changed for them as fast as they thought it would change. And they'll say, it just ain't working for me.
Come on now.
They just signed their death wish with their tongue.
Yeah.
You always say, it's working for me.
Yes.
The word of God is working for me. He is working for me. The word of God is working for me. John 10:10 says, Satan comes. Satan comes to do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus comes to bring life and to bring it more abundantly. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Now faith is, my wife said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. He is a rewarder. Hebrews 11:6. He is a rewarder. If you stick with it, you'll get rewards.
Yes.
Rewards, victory.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now you cannot go by what you see.
No, you can't.
You cannot go by what you feel.
No.
You cannot judge your life on circumstances.
No.
You judge your life according to the Word of God.
Yes.
I overcome because of the Word of God. I don't know whether somebody remember or not, but about 12 years ago, almost 12 years ago, this August, the last week of August, I had a stroke. When I had that stroke, the doctor told my wife that if he lives, I give a very small percentage chance of living. But if he did live, he'd be in the nursing home the rest of his life. Matter of fact, he said, he'll never go home anyway. He'll never go home again if he lives. But did we make him a liar?
This church
was praying.
Yes.
My church was praying.
Yes, Lord.
And God was working.
Yes, Lord.
The whole time I was in the hospital, the whole time I was going through that, my wife can bear witness with you. I never said nothing negative come out of my mouth. The only thing I ever said, I'll be glad when this is over.
Amen.
I'll be glad when this is over.
Amen.
But while I was laying there, I couldn't talk. And when the doctor got ready to go in there and do surgery, great big surgery room, huge room, brand new, just built it. I was the first patient. And when he went in there to do surgery, he got right up here with a scope. He said the blood clot on the brain is dissolving. He pulled it back out. He said he never did put him in sleep. He said he couldn't do that. And when he put that needle in my leg, he said, this is going to hurt. I said, oh, yes. But he pulled that thing out. He said, Mr. Privett, now, I couldn't, my whole right side was numb, paralyzed. I couldn't move nothing. I couldn't talk. And he said, Mr. Privett, he said, raise your right hand. See if you can raise your right hand. He wheeled me out the hallway there. My family was out there. When I was in the hallway, he said, show your family what you can do. Raise that right hand. Praise God. I was praising God. How long did I stay? About a week or two?
9 days in intensive care.
9 days in intensive care. But I had improved so much every day. Sometimes God don't do it instantly. But God does it.
Amen.
Don't look at the time element. Just thank God it's done. It's done. And those nurses were amazed, honey. They were amazed. The progress that was taking place. They said they never seen nothing that quick. Never seen nothing that quick. Matter of fact, one nurse, she was on contract. And on Friday, she's off on Saturday. She said, Mr. Privett, can I come out here and just sit with you tomorrow? Can I just come out here and sit? I said, yes, ma'am. She came by and just talked.
Because she said she'd never seen that
before. Yeah, she said she'd never seen this before.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
It was, she said it would take 4 months to get him where he was in 4 days. She said 4 months. She said, I've never seen this before. She said it would take me 4 months to get where you are today. She said, I've never seen this before. But he had to learn how they had a chart, and it had window, birds, house, trees, just animals, all different things, and they would come in there.
They would wake him up during the night. They'd come in at least twice a night and all during the day, and they would make, they would point, and they would make him, that's how they learned to teach him to talk again. He had to see pictures, and he would have to say these pictures. And so it took, in 4 days he was talking and being able where they could understand him. But we had so much favor. The people in the hospital, even the man over that whole area, the neurology department, he came in every day to see him. And he said, Mr. Privett, he said, I want you to know my family prays for you every night. We pray. He had so much favor. But it was a miracle because he couldn't walk, couldn't talk, and God just did a miracle. The reason he was in intensive care for 9 days is because they didn't have another room to put him in. So they kept him in there several more days until they found a room available for him. But God is a miracle-working God.
But through the process, I had to fight my mind. Satan was attacking my mind. But I wouldn't let it come out of my mouth. That's a good thing to come out of my mouth. Now, back in that day, we had a place down in Florida, a little place we bought years and years ago. And we always liked to go to the beach. But I don't like the sun that much. So I find me a beach, got a little palm tree. I sit under the palm tree and stick my feet in the sand. So the whole time, I was recuperating. During the process, I saw myself back at the beach with my feet in the sand. It wasn't, 30 days? Maybe 60 days after I got out of the hospital. We went back to Florida, and I put my feet right in the sand. I said, devil, you are a liar. Ha, 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 amen. Ha, 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 ha. Glory to God. Like I said, you got to fight your mind. I mean, he was hitting my mind.
Yes.
And before I could, but I spoke in tongues on the inside when I couldn't talk. I could hear myself speaking in tongues.
Hallelujah.
Over and over and over, the Holy Ghost working through me. But you got to stay with the church.
Yes.
I am not a special child of God. You are a special child of God if you're born again. God has no favorites. If you're born again, you are his favorite.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So what God does for one, he'll do for another.
Yes.
I think God is so good.
Yes.
I love this word so much.
Yes.
It is so good. Turn your Bible to, let's go to Galatians chapter 2. Lord, we just love you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for coming through, always coming through for us.
Yes,
he says you never leave us nor forsake us.
Yes, Lord.
You're always there to take care of us. When everybody else leaves you,
yes,
Jesus said, I'll never leave you.
Yes,
nor forsake you.
Right.
You have family to leave you.
Yes,
friends to leave you.
Yes,
but God said, he'll never leave us.
Amen.
Never leave us. I said, he'll never leave you. You're never alone. The devil come to you and say, nobody cares about you. You say, hold it right there, please, sir. Jesus cares about me. And then he'll come back and say, what has he done for you? He died for me 2,000 years ago. And on the third day, he arose from the grave and gave me life, eternal life, and life more abundantly. Thank God the devil lost. 2,000 years ago.
Yes.
I have become a winner ever since I've been born again.
Yes.
And keep winning. We keep winning. Somebody shout, I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
I keep winning. Look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says this. I have been crucified with Christ.
Yes.
I have been. That's past tense. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh. I live by what?
Faith.
I live by faith in the Son of God.
Yes.
Who loved me and gave himself for me. I live this life by faith. I said, I live this life by faith. I have been crucified. No longer I. It's no longer about me. No longer I that lives. But the life that I now live, I live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. We have to live by faith, church. And that's a great thing we need to do. Living by faith don't mean you won't have tests. It don't mean you won't have no trials. Trials or tests will come. But the thing of it is, let it come, because I'm not going to give into it.
Amen.
Circumstances may look terrible, but I'm walking by faith.
Amen.
I'm walking by faith.
Yes.
Standing strong in Him. Because I'm more than a conqueror.
Yes.
Trusting God with all my heart. And leaning up to my own understanding. Look at Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. I really get excited about the scripture here. Matter of fact, I get excited about all the scriptures. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 18, and when he had come to him, when Paul had come to him, he said to him, you know, from the first day I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, what manner are you living among others? I'm living life of faith. Paul went through shipwreck. He went through beatings. Every epistle in the Bible he wrote, he was in prison.
Amen.
He locked Paul up, he'd write a letter. He obtained that letter, he's more than a conqueror.
Amen.
He obtained that letter, rejoice. Philippians, 16 times or 19 times, it says to rejoice.
Oh, yes.
He was in a dungeon, yeah, writing and telling other people, just get happy. Just get happy.
Hallelujah.
They didn't like Paul. They just didn't like him, but they could not kill him before his time was up. He lost his head at the end. But it was time for him to move on. Paul said, I'm trusting God. I'm trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. Could speak up just a little bit. He said here, verse 19, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears or fears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. You know, people always, somebody's plotting against you. People try to get you into witchcraft. Say, I got you, I got a witchcraft after you. So that's fine. Maybe they're going to get saved. Paul Pastor, serving the Lord with all humility, with many fears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. I keep back nothing that was helpful to you, but I proclaim it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to the Jews, also to the Greeks, repentance towards God, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And see now, I go bound in this spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the thing that's going to happen to me, except that the Holy Spirit testifies and ever said, saying, the chains, tribulations await me. He said, a lot of trouble, he said, Paul, a lot of trouble's come. Holy Spirit, let him know. A lot of trouble's coming your way. But I like what Paul said here. He said, but now, none of these things move me. None of these things move me. I count them, knowing that God is for me and not against me.
Hallelujah.
Nothing's going to move me.
Yes.
I said, nothing's going to move me.
Hallelujah.
Shout that out loud.
Nothing's
going to
move me.
He said, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race.
Yes.
I'm going to finish my race.
Yes.
You're going to finish your race.
Yes.
How are you going to finish it? With joy. joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you have to do it by faith.
Yes.
You got to do it by faith.
Yes, you do.
Hallelujah.
You can't go by the way you feel. If I go by the way I feel sometime, I just quit and give up.
That's right.
You always feel like preaching? No. I've been preaching over 50 years. Over 50 years. All that time, you think I really feel like preaching all the time? Sometimes I just didn't feel like preaching. But you know what? I preached anyway.
Amen.
And then when I got to preaching, anointing would come and work it all out.
Yes.
So you got to just do what God... Sometimes you don't feel like praying.
That's right.
And if you start praying and get in the Word of God, you'll get excited about it. Sometimes you don't even feel like coming to church. Let me talk to this crowd back here. Sometimes you don't feel like coming to church, but I come anyway.
Come anyway.
Amen.
Amen.
Woman went into bed one Sunday morning, trying to wake her husband up. Wake up, honey. We got to go to church. He said, I don't want to go today. She said, yeah, but you're the pastor. you're the pastor. I have felt that way sometimes. But we just do it anyway. I don't always feel like reading my Bible. I'll read it anyway because I know that's my life stream. It's my life. I got to feed my life, the Word of God. Feed on the Word of God. And the devil put these kind of feelings on you to try to keep you out of the Word. And when that's, remember this. When he's trying to keep you out of church, he's got something for you at church. He's trying to keep you out of the Word. He's got something for you in the Word.
Yes.
He tried to stop you from praying. Don't want you to pray. Mm-hmm. God wants to talk to you.
Yes. That's exactly right.
God's got something for you. Yes. And see, what happens when we pray, we don't want to do all the talking.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time we just need to get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And let God talk to us.
Amen.
One guy said one time, he talked to God. He said, God, won't you answer my prayers? He said, you won't shut up long enough. You won't shut up long enough. Answer my prayer. But God's a good God. Joy. I'm going to finish my race with joy. I'm a happy man. I said, I'm a happy man. Not because I ate a happy meal. I'm a happy man because I got Jesus living on the inside. He's my restorer. He's my helper. He's my strengthener. He's my standby.
Yes.
Go with me to 1 Peter. You're not far from that. 1 Peter 1:9 One thing I'm going to leave with you today is just stay with it.
Yes.
Just look at your neighbors and just stay with it.
Just stay with it.
That's the best thing you could ever do, stay with the Word.
Yes.
Stay with God. And be committed.
Yes.
Be faithful.
Yes.
And supporting what God brought you to.
Yes.
God brings you to this church, support that church.
Amen.
Be committed to that church.
Amen.
And God will bless you for it.
Amen.
God will bless you for it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We look here at 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to the abundant mercy has begotten and again to the land on a, to the, I love these lights. Through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and it does not fade away. Your inheritance does not disappear. The inheritance is the Word of God.
Yes.
The inheritance is the Holy Spirit. Yes. You have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Does not fade away. Reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith. How? You're kept by the power of God through faith for salvation to be revealed in the last times.
Yes.
In this you are greatly rejoiced. though now for a little while I need to be, if need to be, you have been grieved by different tests and trials. You've been going through so much. You've been in grief over so much going through you. Then verse 7 says, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tried by fire, may be found to praise, glory, and honor in the revelation of Jesus Christ. When you're going through something, to stop, give him praise, glory, and honor. Whatever I'm dealing with, I'm giving praise, glory, and honor. I'm giving praise, glory, and honor. Giving praise, glory, and honor. Giving praise, glory, and honor. And we look at 1 Peter 4, chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice. We need to rejoice. Rejoice. Do a little jig sometime when you get out of bed. Spence Wigglesworth said he danced 10 to 15 minutes every morning he gets up. Every morning he gets up. He didn't feel like it all the time, but he did it. Dancing before God, dancing, praising God. I remember a testimony sometime back, been several years ago. A minister was having a real battle with finances in his church. Said he went to his bedroom at home. He told his wife, said, honey, don't cook me nothing. Don't bother me. Don't knock on the door. When I get ready to come out, I come out. And for several days, he stayed in that back room, about 3 or 4 days, praying. Praying, seeking God. And one day, he got a knock on his door. Honey, I told you not to bother me. I said, she said, you probably need to be bothered on this one. There's somebody outside wants to see you. Yeah. He said, okay. They hand him a big check. Mm-hmm. That'll make it come out of your prayer room. Yeah. That'll make it come out of your prayer room. Yeah. Sometimes you just got to pray stuff in. Yeah. You already know it belongs to you. Yeah. You already know that it's taken care of. Mm-hmm. But you got to pray. A the prayer of a righteous man avails much. Yes. We just got to praise him. Yes. Just got to glorify him. Yes. It's a choice, church. Choose life or choose death. Amen. That's what Moses says in Deuteronomy chapter 30. Choose life or choose death. When you speak the word of God, you're choosing life. Every day at the crossroads, every day, not just once in a while, every day you face crossroads. Yes. Are you going to keep walking by faith? Yes. Am I going to keep serving God?
Yes.
Am I going to keep reading the Word of God?
Yes.
Am I going to keep praying? Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
So I win every day.
Yes.
Even before I get to the crossroads.
Amen.
Because before I get to the crossroads, I already know what to do when I get there. Don't wait till you get there to pray.
Yeah.
Already know what to do when you get there.
Yes.
Know how to stand on the Word of God.
Yes.
When you face crossroads in your life.
Amen.
So many Christians, bless their darling hearts, wonderful people. The only time they really pray is when they're going through trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They cry and fall on their face begging God. You don't beg God for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know who you are.
Yes.
I know I am a child of God.
Yes.
I know I am more than a conqueror.
Amen.
Are you hearing that?
Yes.
God, we just love you.
Yes. Yes.
We thank you for your goodness and your mercy.
Yes.
Thank you for all that you're doing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let me close with this. In the book of Judges, You know about Samson? Mm-hmm. Have I heard that story before?
Yes, sir.
There are many stories in the Bible that people came to crossroads. David, Samson, a bunch of people. Samson was a judge. God appointed him to be judge. Mm-hmm. When he was born, God told his mother what to tell him when he grew up. Mm-hmm. Don't cut your hair. Don't do this. And don't do that. Don't do this and that. So when she told him that, he'd obey for a while. And when he obeyed, he had supernatural strength to overcome every battle he fought. Why? Because he was obedient to the word of God. But then the devil sent a woman. Nothing against women. It's just the way the story goes. God sent my woman. The devil sent a woman to find out where his strength was. She pestered him. 17 chapter Judges. She pestered him over and over and over. Every time he would tell her a lie. And the Philistines paid her to find out where his strength was. And he'd keep lying. They come in thinking he's weak. But he shake himself, supernatural power of God came back on him. Amen. But the moment he got out of obedience to God's word, he shook himself. He shook himself, and it didn't work. And it got him, make a long story short, put out his eyes. God will forgive you if you make a mistake. Sometimes things can't be restored to you. Samson lost his eyes, but he got on a grinding mill, like a jackass mule, going around that grain over and over. His hair began to grow again. He began to pray. Remember this, you may get your hair cut, but they did not get his roots.
Amen.
They did not get his roots. As long as you got your roots, you got God.
Amen.
That'll make you run through a troop and leap over a wall.
Yes.
So if you look, if you mess up, don't forget where your roots are.
Yes.
And the word of God.
Yes.
So they're having games. Huge temple, thousands of Philistine people. He's put between two pillars. The boy took him between two pillars. His hair grew back and his strength came back. But his eyesight did not come back. But his hair did. There's things in your life, if you mess up, will not come back.
That's right.
But God still loves you.
Yes,
you can still be blessed.
That's right.
But don't mess up.
Yes.
If you mess up, repent quickly.
Yes. That's it.
I mean, repent quickly. Don't just keep messing up. Keep messing up.
Yes, yes.
That's where you mess up. Put his hands between the pillows. All of a sudden, he pushed. Strength came back on him. He killed more Philistines that day than all the years put together. And killed himself. Took him out early. He was supposed to judge that nation. But he lost his leadership because of disobedience. Isaiah 1:19 says that if you're willing and obedient,
yes.
You shall eat the good of the land.
Yes.
Always be willing and always be obedient.
Amen.
Always ask God, Robert, if I miss it somewhere, forgive me. Mm-hmm. I want to walk every day clean before God.
Yes.
Clean before God.
Yes.
I have nothing to prove except loving Him, serving Him. All the days of my life.
Yes.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. I'm going to take a moment here and dedicate the building. And we're so proud of this family. Tests and trials all come through this church. But as I was meditating this week, this is just the beginning of what God wants to do.
Amen.
Just the beginning of what God wants to do. The best is yet to come.
Amen.
Don't give up.
Yes.
Don't give up. Because people will come.
Yes.
You're going to have to make room for them.
Yes.
You may have to give your seat up for them.
Yes.
Somebody ain't getting my seat. Faith worketh by love.
Yes.
I'm really feeling my heart. You're just getting started.
Amen.
God's going to give this ministry wisdom, your pastor wisdom, leadership wisdom,
yes,
to direct you where you need to go.
Amen.
And cause things to happen. That's the thing you've got to do to help things to grow. And I see the church growing.
Yes.
And we got a short time to do it in. Jesus is coming soon.
Yes, yes.
I said, Jesus is coming soon.
Yes.
It says, we dedicate this building today. We honor God.
Yes.
Let me read you some scripture right here. Matthew chapter 7. In verse 24, it says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I would liken him to be a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rains came and descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house. It did not fall. Why? Because it was founded on the rock.
Amen.
This ministry will never fail as long as you keep the word lifted up.
Yes.
I know your pastor, I know your leadership here will keep giving you the word. As long as they keep giving you the word and you take the word, you start living on that word. Building this minister on the word of God. It never fails. It'd be some trials, it'd be some tests, it'll be disappointments. But you stand the test.
Amen.
Just stay with it. Trust God. I need that microphone. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Build your house on the rock. If you build it on anything else, it'll fall. Build it on the word. The rock is the word of God. Build it on that.
Yes.
It'll be strong when tests and winds blow.
Yes. Yes.
Winds come and blow. Floods will come.
Mm-hmm.
It'll still stand.
Amen.
Matter of fact, people probably wondering that. Why are you still standing?
Yes.
They're probably wondering that. Why are you still standing?
Amen.
Pastor Dale went to heaven a few years ago, just about a year and a half ago, 2 years. 3 years, okay, 3 years. 3 years ago. Some people thought it was going to fall in. But see, God's always got a backup. God's always got a plan. God's got a good family right here to take this and lead you where you need to go. Let's everybody stand.